And I speak to you in God's holy name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. This summer we are following a re-examination of what it means to be a progressive Christian community. And today we're looking at the fourth tenet of progressive Christianity. Know that the way we behave towards one another is the fullest expression of what we believe. It's in your bulletin. Know that the way we behave towards one another is the fullest expression of what we believe. In other words, actions speak louder than words. Something our mothers probably said to us years ago, and it remains true today. How many of you remember Mr. Rogers? Ever see that TV show? Yeah. I think he was a Canadian who moved to the States. He certainly started out Mr. Rogers' neighborhood in Toronto. And he was kind of a philosopher. He had a nice homespun way about him. And I can remember, my eldest is now 47, and I can remember sitting with him and watching Mr. Rogers on PBS occasionally. And one of the things that Mr. Rogers used to say was that love is an active noun of struggle. Love is an active noun of struggle. And last week we identified that God is love. And it's nice to say it, we hear it all the time, but it's an active word. It's not passive. You have to be really involved with love. And if we're going to really be progressive and say that our action speaks louder than words, it's something to be a loving person. It calls us to be intentional. It calls us to be mindful. It calls us to be always alert and aware of how we interrelate with ourselves and with those around us. And that we have to be always aware of our own sort of Maslowian needs that we have circulating in the background. And sometimes we're going to say or do something that may meet our need, but is not really loving. You know, when I want to give a fist when someone cuts me off in traffic, it may meet my need, but it's not really a sign of love. So we have to always be aware of loving ourselves, but also loving people around us in the world. And it's an ongoing event. We try to behave towards one another is the fullest expression of what we believe. How we behave towards each other is the fullest expression of what we believe. And so if we are angry at somebody else and angry at children or angry at something else that's going on around us, it's a time to say, why am I doing that? What's being triggered within me that causes me to do this? It's a time to take stock. Last week I mentioned that there is many ways of understanding God, and that the word God in itself has many phases of meaning. There's the way of Elohim, the first understanding of God. Then there was the Yahwistic way of understanding God. And then that became, as the Hebrew people lost their language and they became really Greek because of the Greek conquering of their lands, they became Greek. In Jesus' time, there was no Hebrew Bible. The Bible was in Greek, the Septuagint. And the Hebrew Bible was only available at that time in Greek. Hebrew came much later. They've recovered it later. And then with the fall of the Greek Empire and the taking over by the Roman Empire, the understandings of God became very much more like the Roman culture. God being very powerful and bloody and charging around and vanquishing all the enemies. And as Christians, we sort of see these four phases of understanding God. And We have to figure out, where are we in this? Well, Jesus' way of understanding God is the still, small voice. Be still and know that I am God. And we see that reflected in today's gospel, that Jesus is really calling on people to not be afraid and to not worry about earthly possessions, but to give your heart to God and God in relationship with you and everybody else. It's all of us working as community, God within each and every one of us. And I identified last week that that understanding is sometimes called weak theology. And in our Bible study this morning, it was challenged, and Anthea said we should call it loving theology, and she is right. It's a loving theology to have an understanding that God exists in each and every one of us. But not just us, but every human being on the planet. God resides there. And that we are called to be part of the solution all the time. That God inspires us to be loving towards each other and towards all creatures on the planet and the planet itself. And that's dwelling with the indwelling of God within us. To add to that idea of God as being a holder of ideas, I want to now come to another idea, that is, words are an event. Words are events. So to give you an example, I want you to think of somebody who's close to you but outside of you right now. Maybe it's one of your children or all of your children. Pick one. Or your spouse or whatever you want. But pick something right now. In that moment of picking it, start to think about that person. And we don't think about that person in a flat way. We think about that person in a dynamic way. You might think about how you saw that person, how you've interacted with that person. Remember about 30 years ago, there was Flat Waldo. No, not Flat Waldo. That's Where's Waldo? Flat Albert. And Flat Albert was in everybody's typewriter, and you see sometimes people had a poster of Flat Albert stuck in the door. I saw Flat Albert under windshield wipers on cars. Not Fat Albert, Flat Albert. And it was this sort of one plane of understanding. But when we think of people who are close to us, if they're not flat, they're not monodynamic, they are big. There's many things you think about it. I think of my son, who I'm going to see a week tomorrow. I think of the times we've had together. Think of really fun times. Think of times when I was not happy with him. But there's always a dynamism with that relationship. It's an event. So it's a series of events that I would have had with Michael or anybody else in my life. And when we think about life and God and think about Jesus, it's always an event. How have you encountered Jesus? For me, my encountering of Jesus is the Good Samaritan, the stories of the Good Samaritan. That to me is a dynamic understanding how God appears within people from places you don't expect. Jewish people thought the only ones that God would love were the Jews. And Jesus challenged that to the point that they got really upset with him. Well, it's that same thing with our faith. We have to live what we believe. And just as Jesus believed in God's infusion into all people and saw God's of liveliness and vitality in the Samaritans and in tax collectors and in prostitutes and in lepers, and the list goes on, we also are challenged to start seeing the world in that way. That God is in all, not just in a select bunch, but in all. I had to prepare a couple for marriage a while back. And part of the challenge was they only thought that God would be with Christians. And I said, well, we don't in this diocese hold to that. You might want to hold to that, but we don't. We see God in all people. And that Jesus even said to us, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And they were quite shook up by that. But the idea is that we have to be prepared to speak up for what we believe, even when it's more convenient to not do that. And so part of the challenge today in living as progressive Christians in this way of know that the way we behave towards another, one another, is the fullest expression of what we believe. It's not only to welcome all people and embrace them, but also to speak up and challenge ideas when you may hate challenging a friend, but to challenge an idea with another way of looking at it. And you might say, well, you know, I appreciate where you're coming from when they start going on saying all the Muslims are going to die and burn in hell. You say, well, I understand what you're saying, but I don't agree with you. The Jesus that I read in the New Testament would never support that. And the understanding of God that we are holding here, that you sound like you're holding, is not the way that Jesus related, because Jesus related to the outcasts and included them. And if they come back and say, well, you're full of it, you can respond and say, well, think about when he was being arrested before his crucifixion and when he was in the garden and Peter sliced off the ear of the Roman soldier. Did Jesus sort of stomp on the ear and say, good for you, Pete? Well done. No, he healed the ear back on. And it's emblematic that even at that crisis moment, Jesus stood up for what he believed. And it's a call to us. And so as progressive Christians, we need to have the courage to act as well as believe. And I pray today as we receive the sacrament that we are strengthened and empowered to live what we believe and reach out and be the people of love in this world. May God bless us all. Amen.